Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this new second day of the year. We thank you. We thank you for your inspiration to just bless us, Lord. Thank you for your great love that you have towards us. Thank you as we go just with this one verse. Thank you, Lord, that you stir our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 113, it's just verse 1.
Praise the Lord, praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And why do we praise the Lord? Because we're servants, we love the Lord, servants of the Lord. And then it says praise and tells you where's the praise come from. It's from the name of the Lord. And you know, I like everyone else, and that the name was just in the name of Jesus, be healed in the name of Jesus, rise and shine. And then later on, when we on a walk, you know, the name of the Lord was, we had to surrender for us. That was for all of us. There's no, we cannot be saved but through the name of Jesus. So we got saved. And then there came a time where God used me powerfully to pray for a guy that was blind, and then his eyes were open. And then the Lord took me to that scripture there where he was speaking to the disciples and said, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. And that's when the whole understanding of a name started opening up to us. And the Lord simply just said, when you think of David in the Bible, what comes to mind? And then I thought, a shepherd boy, loyal, overcoming the lion and the bear, and then later having to trust on you as Saul is out to kill him, later on becoming king. And that's where I started seeing the name is a story. And God that knows everything about us. He knows everything about us. And the everything about us that he's wanting to open up is day by day. Because your days were written while there were yet none of them. So that's when it opened up the under the depth of a name in the eyes of God that knows everything. And so in the name of Jesus, we partake of as servants, as we share, we partake of and share with others, and that's where our praises come from, out of our mouths and then in our lives. It's all because of the name of the Lord. And Steve said something nice to me the other day. You know, we were talking about the gospel. The gospel of our salvation. Now, the name of Jesus means salvation. So it's the gospel of salvation. When we understand the gospel, the good news of our salvation is totally linked with Jesus, because it's Jesus who saved us. And it's Jesus that brings us into the fullness. We walk. He's a shepherd. We're the sheep. He's a wonderful counselor. We're the obedient ones. And so the wonderful thing, like, okay, so seeing the gospel like a puzzle, you've got to get the outer edges right. And the top part of this whole puzzle is we get to grow till fullness of day. So the fullness is the top part is the fullness. And what is the fullness? He says we grow to the measure, to a perfect man, Ephesians 4:13, to a perfect man, the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. So that's just portraying again, you know, that God wasn't teasing us in showing us Jesus. Jesus came to save this world. God so loved the world that he sent his son. But he started off as a baby, and then right to that peak, powerful Son of God, led by the Spirit, that then died for our sins, and then went up into heaven, and we raised and seated with him. So the raised and seated with him, perfect man, seen him face to face. That's the top part of the puzzle. And what's the bottom part? Coming into the kingdom where we can see him, coming into the kingdom where we can see. Jesus says you need to be born again. So it's been born again to enter and to see the kingdom. And then you've got everything. You are in the kingdom. You've got the angels, thinking of Hebrews 12, 22 onwards. You've got the angels. You've got the beautiful testimony of people that has run the race in the Old Testament that weren't made perfect apart from us, but they are in this perfection now. Again, the top part of the puzzle, the perfection. And I thought, but what was the perfection that they didn't have? They never went into heaven until Jesus went into heaven, and that's the perfection we've got. And that they saw from a distance, but you look at what faith reveals. Faith reveals the love of God. And that all portrayed Jesus as they Noah saved the people, put them into the ark. The ark today is Jesus. Moses led the people out. Again, Jesus leads us. He's a shepherd that leads us on into all the goodness. So you've got to be born again to enter into this kingdom and then to find your name. And then, so can we see this is all in the name? Our name are so associated with Jesus because he is the vine, we are the branches. He is the head, we are the body. He's the bridegroom, we are the bride. So that's the beauty. And there's one scripture that points out this has always been God's heart. Is Ephesians 1, verses 3 and 4, that we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth. Some says we were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the earth. Other translations, that word all means all these different things. You were associated with Christ. So God's understanding of man has always been in looking at his son. And that's why it's in this name, looking at the Son, we develop now from babies into the fullness of the maturity. Amen. Seeing him not so clearly now, just like the Jews at the time when they were going to Egypt for help. They were being met by Joseph, but they didn't know it was Joseph that was helping them already. They were enjoying the privileges, and then there came a time where they saw their brother clearly. And so when we see Jesus, and every more we see him through the Spirit, the more he draws close, and the more we partake, and then the sides of the puzzle, the gospel come to pass in our lives. So it's a glorious name that we've been associated, we've been made one with, that we are co-heirs together with Jesus. So can you just see the goodness and the love story that we have now in Jesus? So be blessed this year and every day of this year and the rest of your life as you just stay in tune with this mighty salvation, this mighty deliverance, and enjoy him day by day in Jesus' name.
Amen.